This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Almanzon. A new program aims to bring technical innovation to the agricultural fields of the Salinas Valley. It's called Thrive Accelerator, and it's looking for 10 ag tech startup companies that will receive mentorship, have the chance to test their technology in local fields, and compete for venture capital funding. It's part of a broader vision to make the Salinas Valley the future ag tech hub of the world. John Stanton is with SVG Partners, the Silicon Valley venture capital firm that launched Thrive Accelerator in partnership with Forbes. The announcement was made yesterday at an ag tech summit in Monterey. Stanton says they'll spend 2 months working with the 10 startups that make the cut.
Through the process, they're going to get access to the region's companies, and so they get access to customers. I mean, that's what all startups want, right? They usually want investment, they want access to customers, and they want advice and mentorship. So they're going to get all three of those things.
For you, what does the farm of the future look like?
From my perspective, coming kind of from the outside in, knowing the technologies that exist today, it seems relatively clear to me that it's sensors, I'd say, primarily, and then that leading to and traceability and trackability from literally almost at the plant level, ultimately. Like, if I look at the future 50 years from now, I think you'd be able to understand exactly what's happening at the plant level, by plant, because of the technologies that are being evolved today. One of the things I think about a lot is, I mean this with the utmost respect to a lot of the ag organizations, but it's almost like going from kind of carpet bombing ag, which is just like taking an entire field and just dousing it with pesticides, dousing it with, you know, water, whatever it might be, but going into precision ag, which is just more sophisticated version of looking at the specific plants or specific area of the field and applying exactly what that particular plant needs or that particular area needs, rather than just applying it across an entire field or entire acre, whatever it might be.
Okay, so let's just finish by going back to the Thrive Accelerator. What does it mean for the 10 companies involved, and what's the ultimate end of that after the 8 weeks?
So the ultimate end is possible funding up to $5 million. No guarantees, of course, because it depends on the idea of what it might be.
So in the end, do you see this meaning as much to the Salinas Valley as it will to those companies?
I think it all goes together, right? At the end of the day, we want to also create jobs in the Salinas region as well. And so it all feeds on itself. And so those companies could literally, it could make or break a company. I mean, a company could go from, like, you know, struggling, not have funding, to getting one commercial deal with one ag company in this region, and they're off and running. So it could mean everything to the company. And obviously to the region, it helps. Referring to Silicon Valley, I mean, Silicon Valley, I think 50% of all the people in Silicon Valley are not from Silicon Valley. They're there because they want to participate in this ecosystem. We're trying to do the same thing in this region, create this ecosystem. And it's going to take time. I mean, things take time. You know, Silicon Valley took, what, 50, 60 years to kind of evolve. And it's, you know, it's a feeding frenzy now. And so this is a broad vision, I know. But the attributes that exist within Salinas and the Salinas Valley and the leadership that exists here and the proximity to Silicon Valley make it a perfect, perfect combination.
That's John Stanton with SVG Partners, which is looking for ag tech startups for its Thrive Accelerator program that will be based in Salinas. The deadline to apply is September 15th. You can find more details on our website, kazu.org. I'm Krista Almanzon. This is KAZU News.